In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you can know what kind of man a person is by how they treat people that are inferior to them, whether weaker or lower in social standing or having less authority at work or whatever the case may be. You can tell if a person is a good person by how they treat those inferior to them. So how an adult treats children, how a boss treats those that are under him. We all have people that are superior to us and inferior to us. I don't mean inferior in a moral sense. I mean inferior in that in some way we have some sort of authority or greater strength than they do. Perhaps more money. Perhaps we're not the one that's drinking too much. Whatever it is, there is something that makes us in some way different and perhaps even in a better position than them. And how we treat those people is what determines whether or not we are Christians. Everyone is going to treat someone that has power over them carefully and with dignity, at least in their presence. Because, of course, that person can hurt you. Your boss can fire you. But how you treat those who cannot hurt you determines what kind of man you are. And this is the principle that the Lord is giving here. But it's even deeper than that. The way of peace is the way of Jesus Christ. And His way was the way of service. Now, as a pastor, I see many times, I don't even have to look at other people, I look at my own life, that there's many cares and there's many things that are bothersome, many things that hurt, difficulties, entanglements, sadness, regret, so many things. The solution for all of these things, every single one of them, without exception, is to emulate our Lord Jesus Christ, to emulate Him in purity, in love, in service, in all of the virtues that He showed. Now, we cannot perfectly emulate Him in love and in humility, not yet, but we can make a conscious effort to serve. And when you serve others, and this doesn't mean that you have to go to soup kitchens and prisons and other things. You should do those things if you can. But this is not what I mean by service. When you serve, you have an idea in your mind that the person that you are with is greater than you, has greater needs than you, and that you are their servant. No matter if they are big or small, rich or poor, sick or healthy, a drug addict or sober, it doesn't matter. You have the opinion, as our Lord did, that everyone is in the image of God and deserves dignity and respect and service. When you do this, then you will have great peace in your heart, and some of the problems in your life that you have, they will not seem so large. Perhaps they will be just as large. Perhaps they'll get bigger, but you will have capacity to deal with them. So the way out of your entanglements, your difficulties, your sadness, your regrets. Regrets is a tough one, because you can't do much about regrets sometimes. It might be something that happened 20 years ago. You can't fix it. Oh yes, God has forgiven you for what you've done or what you didn't do, but there's still regret. How do you deal with stuff like that? You deal with it by service. You deal with it by considering everyone above you. As the Lord says, He says that whosoever shall be chief among you, let him be your servant. So if you want to be great with God, be small with men. This is not just a rule or a law. It is the way of life. Look at how many times jealousies, envy, and self-centeredness affects our lives and the lives of those around us. We are obsessed with always jockeying for position. Perhaps it's not even something we do externally. Perhaps it's in our heart, thinking ourselves better than another person or that we wouldn't do such a thing. All that kind of stuff creates great turmoil in the soul. And it's like taking clean water and in a river and agitating it. And then all the dust and all the dirt and everything clouds the water and makes it no longer clear. That's what happens when we have all these petty things that we think and these indulgences of ourselves, thinking ourselves more important than the other person. But when we think ourselves less important than the other person, the water stays clear and we are at peace. It's a difficult path because there's no rule that when you consider yourself less than a person and they do things to you that are not kind, or they don't consider you, or they don't, nobody notices you, or you don't get credit for something you did, and all those other things, that somehow that has to be corrected. The whole point of it is to consider yourself to be the servant of everyone. If you do this, there will be great peace in you. Now notice something that happens when a person is consumed with pride and consumed with desire for their position above another person's. The mother of the sons of Zebedee wasn't a bad person. She was one of the followers of Christ. And the sons of Zebedee were great, young, a little bit headstrong, as we can see from the gospel. They were called Boanerges, sons of thunder. But they had great zeal and love for God. Our Lord was speaking to the apostles, and certainly His retinue of women and other followers knew the same thing. It had been spoken of many times. The gospel mentions only a small fraction of what our Lord said to His disciples and His followers. He's going up to Jerusalem and ready to die. And He says to them exactly what's going to happen. He's going to be betrayed. He's going to be condemned. He's going to be delivered to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and crucify. And the third day He will rise again. He tells them plainly exactly what's going to happen. And this involves great torment and torture, to be scourged and be crucified. A terrible torture. And He was loved by His disciples. This should have been uppermost in their mind. And yet, what was uppermost in the mind of the mother of the sons of Zebedee and also James and John? What did they do? They wanted to come to Jesus so that they could have some preeminence in the next life. They weren't thinking about His crucifixion. They were thinking about themselves. No, they weren't bad people. But see what self-centeredness does? It blinds you to the important things in life. It always does. If you want to be wise, then think of others first. And God will make you wise. Sin always makes you stupid. Every time. All of our sin makes us stupid. Some things more than others. But all sin clouds the mind, confuses the mind, so that you don't see things as they really are. And we must see things as they really are. We must be able to pick the good from the bad. Those things that are good to eat from those things that are poisonous. We can only know if we have clear minds. Clear because we serve others. Because we only wish to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. They missed it. They missed what was going on. And so do we. How many times during the day do we not see something as it really is? Because we see it through our own prism, colored with our own prejudices and our own agendas and our own desires. It's really kind of scary. When are you going to miss something really important? Well, I would say, I guarantee you, today we're going to miss something really important, because our sins make us unable to see things as they really are. But there is a solution for that. Our Lord gives this principle when He says that whosoever should be great among you, let him be your minister. And whoever shall be chief among you, let him be your servant. Then He says, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. He sets Himself up as the example. You can define Christianity in many ways. One way, a simple way to define it, is to just follow Christ. Follow His example. Of course, we are only capable of it because He gives us the ability through His being coming, the Son of Man, incarnate, and teaching, and His crucifixion, His resurrection, His ascension, and all these other things. But really, it comes down to this. Emulate Him. Follow Him. And He served everyone. And so should we. This, brothers and sisters, is the way of peace. You will never find peace until you consider yourself a servant to everyone. So may God help us to be servants to everyone. Amen.